Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, let's not forget about our postal bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail delivered to you today. And, of course, the suicide jockeys, Tom and his pals, hauling gas and diesel, as well as jet fuel to wherever it needs to be hauled. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or you can follow us on MeWe, Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram, all as at Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is just the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, the traveling minstrel is back. He has found his way home. He had enough gas to get there, too, so he didn't have to pedal the bicycle that hard. So here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Thank goodness it was all downhill on the way back, right?
Just about.
All right. All righty. They're getting it done there. Okay, there you go. All right, yeah, thank goodness that it was all downhill on the way back, so you didn't have to worry about that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start with something very interesting. The president, former President Donald Trump, had something to say yesterday, which under normal circumstances, had it been said, back in January, it might have meant something. Right now, it doesn't mean much of anything. But it's fair to assume that everybody knows by now, Kyle, that there was a bunch of shenanigans that went on during this last election. And to say that there was fraud committed by the Democrats is an understatement.
I think more and more people are really suspecting that there was a lot of hijinks, yes.
Yes, and it appears that with what was found out yesterday, that there might have been enough votes to have swung the election back to Donald Trump had they not monkeyed around with things the way they did. Now, let me just say that based on that premise, and that's the premise that's out there for anyone that wants to go checking. If anybody goes, oh, they're out of their mind, here they go. No, go do your homework, shut up, and then come back and tell me. Go do your homework, because I'm sitting here with all this information, and it's not like anything that we thought before. Things have changed. Again, now, former President Donald Trump is taking his case against FBI election interference to the American people right now, and to a new level, by demanding that he be declared the rightful winner or have a new election. Now, what's wrong with that statement?
Well, you know, we talked about this, Captain, of course, back when the election actually occurred and then the direct aftermath, and we knew that as time went on, there was going to be more information that was going to come out. Things were going to become more clear, just as they always do in history. We know a lot more about historical events, you know, many years after them sometimes than when they actually really occurred. And I think that's, again, the case here. Yes, so when President Trump comes out and talks about that, he's, again, talking about the court of public opinion and what happened.
Well, there is no clear path at this stage of the game to be able to overturn the election. None. Could he try by bringing some lawsuits forth? Probably. Would it get anywhere? Probably not, because it didn't get anywhere to begin with, correct?
See, that's exactly it. And yes, it was right at the time of the events, basically. But there doesn't seem to be any kind of idea, Captain, that the Supreme Court, because this is where it would all eventually land, would ever be able to come up with some new constitutional thing about this, because it's simply not in the Constitution.
Well, they would have to actually make a new law first, and the Supreme Court does not make laws.
Well, precisely. So, again, act of Congress, you'd have to amend the Constitution in some way. Whatever the case may be, it's not something that would materialize anytime soon. But where President Trump, of course, his strong point right now is that since history seems to be getting on his side more and more in terms of that there were some very strong irregularities, to say the least, in the election, that he can parlay that to a campaign, if he runs for president again, in order to tell people, go out and vote for me in droves, and let's overwhelm this thing, and that could be his message.
I believe he's running, whether or not he's running as of the present time, we don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more and Kyle Warren.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
All righty, and I hope to see you there today. I'm at West Waters here in Tampa for Have Lunch with the Captain, 11:30 to 1:30. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell and Company. And let me tell you about something that I just got delivered to my house yesterday. And you talk about comfortable? Wow. The brand new all-season slippers. $29.88. You heard me right. $29.88. They're marked down 66% from the regular price. $29.88 all-season slippers. They've got several different colors, several different combinations, including the like the flip-flops that you put on, and then the regular slippers. And it's just, it's really, they're really comfortable. And it's, it almost feels like you're not wearing shoes at all. But right now, you can go over to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, and you'll see them right there on the page, right at the top. All season slippers is what they're called. $29.88 is the special price by using the promo code CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN. You may see some other things there that you like, but that's the way that you get those. And if you want to call a live person and chat, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. The all-season slippers right there at MyPillow.com inside the Radio Listener Specials page. So give it a shot. See what they have to offer there. You might find something else that you like there, too. So we'll see. We will see. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I was going to say, what, are you scratching or something?
I know.
Sounded like you were scratching, or there was a dog scratching or something. But anyway, The Department of Justice says that they have examined some of the Trump documents covered by attorney-client privilege. And apparently, they have already reviewed the documents that they wanted to review, according to a report that came out yesterday, which is really kind of a surprise, because they weren't acting like they, you know, anything that was going on, and now they're letting the cat out of the bag that they actually inspected what they wanted to inspect.
Well, this is unprecedented. I mean, this is really a big-time problem. In terms of, let's just say the DOJ wants to make a case against somebody, but yet they scoop up everything. Then they find that there are materials covered by attorney-client privilege, as is anybody's right in this country to be able to have attorney-client communications that are privileged, that they say that they've gone through it, they've seen it. Captain, under any other circumstances, I can't imagine how a prosecutor could bring any case against anybody where this kind of egregious thing has happened.
Well, true, and I would have to believe that if there was anything against Donald Trump, by now you would have seen him charged.
I think you would have seen him charged. Somebody could have also leaked something. But, you know, part of this whole machine at this point, too, when they scoop up everything and they say, oh, we've gone through the attorney-client privilege information, what it does is it gets the machine going on other cable networks and channels and things, and talking heads start talking about, well, here's what's in there, and they finally got him, and the walls are closing in. We'll hear that term a lot more, too. The walls are closing in, and it allows this sort of rampant speculation that just is like wildfire.
Well, as students are returning to the classroom this fall, just 8% rate their schools as excellent, while more than four times that amount rate their public schools poor.
Well, no kidding. Well, you know, schools first and foremost, of course, took a huge hit during COVID, but it had been building up for some time, of course, some of these issues, and also these different ideologies, specifically the so-called wokeism that has really started to permeate into the public schools. And unfortunately, Captain, we've seen so many examples of behavioral problems, of other kinds of issues in the public school system.
Yeah, that's very true. Now, when Congress wrote the legislation to give 9/11 responders health care, the lawmakers failed to specify that members of the military qualified as first responders because they were doing the work of first responders, especially at places like the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, retrieving bodies and doing investigation and whatnot. Now, whereas the volunteers, the police, the firefighters, the contractors, and employees from federal law enforcement agencies were all expressly included. Isn't that something?
Well, it is, and obviously, you know, the idea is that anybody who is acting in that capacity should be treated as such.
One would think, but apparently right now they're not, so that's the problem. We got to get that rectified quickly.
Well, precisely. So if it is in fact, I mean, and by the way, Captain, this would be, I think, a nonpartisan issue that everybody could agree upon, and if Congress would introduce legislation, pass it, the president would sign it, I think it would have unbelievable support.
Yeah, I would like to think so. Now, according to Breitbart, Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson sent a letter this past Thursday requesting that FBI officials answer questions about an 87-page report that was recently released. Now, in the letter, the senators referred to the briefing as unnecessary and said it was done at the behest of the Democrats in order to falsely peddle the idea that Republican investigations were promoting Russian disinformation. Now, their request came one day after Senator Johnson spotlighted a whistleblower's allegation a whistleblower had claimed that the agents were told by the FBI that they did not need to prioritize Hunter's laptop in the weeks leading up to the 2020 presidential election because the Bureau was not going to change the outcome of the election again.
You know, Captain, to think of the national security implications that the Hunter Biden laptop has because of the possible, and even at that time, I mean, it's the idea where there's smoke, there's fire, and you got to start investigating. The Hunter Biden laptop issue should have been a major priority because it was a window into whether or not the person running for president, who is the father of Hunter Biden, namely Joe Biden, whether or not anything tracked back to him. And if it did, well, that can be compromising. Or as Adam Schiff would say, the compromise, you know. We're laughing a little bit, but it is an incredibly serious issue.
Now, Biden's Delaware, his home state, is not one of the 11 states actively giving safe harbor to illegal aliens. Imagine that. This is according to the Border Patrol.
Okay, what's the old saying? Not in my backyard, right? I guess that's what all this is about for Delaware.
Well, yeah, because somebody made a comment about, hey, we don't hear about any actions going on in Delaware, but we hear about it in Pennsylvania and Jersey and whatnot, and Delaware's kind of all by itself. Well, that's the reason.
Well, exactly. So, but of course, you know, Joe Biden believes that I guess all of America is a safe haven for illegal aliens. That's why they have such a destructive border policy can only be designed to be destabilizing.
Good luck, right?
Well, precisely. Especially, Captain, with some of these big blue states or big blue cities that declare themselves sanctuary cities, suddenly busloads of illegal immigrants show up, and then they raise Cain about it, saying, hey, why are you bringing them here?
That's very true. By the way, Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan, running for Senate in Ohio, made a comment yesterday. He said, one of the stupidest things we've ever done is to tell everybody that they have to go to college.
Well, it's certainly, especially in the last couple of generations here, it's become a big deal because it really wasn't available before. So now it's become quite the norm. It used to be, you know, make it through elementary school or junior high and high school, and now it's much more common for people to go to college. But in some cases, some people might find that that's not for them.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Stay right there.
You're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-8-
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. The Justice Department said in a court filing that it has completed its review of potentially privileged documents seized from former President Trump's Florida estate earlier this month. The filing is in response to a federal judge who indicated over the weekend that she would appoint a special master to oversee the documents. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt told ABC's This Week that Trump should not have held on to the documents.
He should have turned the documents over and apparently had turned a number of documents over. What I wonder about is why this could go on for almost 2 years and less than 100 days before the election.
The DOJ said in its filing that it has identified, quote, a limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information. The major indexes on Wall Street closed lower on Monday after hearing the Fed's commitment to continue to fight inflation with high interest rates. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Now, I know it's getting confusing for the people on Facebook to keep seeing me popping up at a Mission Barbecue, but we will be in Bradenton, for those of you that have asked the question. We will be in Bradenton at 41 in Cortez Road for the Mission Barbecue that's right there, right next to the Wendy's in the plaza. And we'll be there Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30. Mixins is not open this month, so we will be at Mission Barbecue, just like we did last year. And we already know we're going to have a bunch of people there, so get there early, 11:30 to 1:30. And Lisa signed up yesterday to come, and we've got all of our regulars that are going to be there, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time. Now, keep in mind, folks, that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been using for going on well over 8 years, and I will tell you that it does exactly what it's supposed to for me, which is remarkable, because for those of you that are suffering with maybe you got some back pain, maybe you got neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, maybe you got an ankle problem, a wrist problem, an elbow problem, or just general muscle aches and pains from your everyday job, then I'm going to suggest to you that you get a hold of Relief Factor and you try the 3-week quick start. Because after all you've got to lose is pain. Now, with the 3-week quick start, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Order the 3-week quick start that's right there. It costs $19.95. That's about a dollar a day. And I'll tell you what, you'll find out real quick whether or not it's going to work for you. And if it does, then start taking it and stay on it until you get rid of the pain altogether. And you'll feel like a new person. You'll feel like a new person. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. The 1995 3-week quick start. Give it a try, and you'll feel a whole lot better. Because like Kyle Warren says, all you have to lose is what?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Whammo, bammo, and everything else that goes in there. All righty. A conservative columnist calls it a slap in the face that Joe Biden is using a statute intended to reward military veterans as a way to eliminate student loans of people who would never serve in the military. Now, I'll explain. President Biden created an uproar, even amongst some of his Democrats, when he announced last week that he would forgive the student loan debt of about 43 million Americans. This is a plan estimated to cost taxpayers between $440 billion to $600 billion, and perhaps even as much as $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Now, with the midterms just 12 weeks away, it's being viewed by conservative critics as a political move to fire up the liberal college grads to get out and vote for the Democrats. Well, I think anybody would know what's going on here and that this is obviously somebody doing something, which if you understand, I'll repeat this. Joe Biden is taking money from Peter to give to Paul, violating what the money is supposed to be given for to begin with. It's for veterans. It's not just for anybody you want to give it to. Go ahead.
Well, you're right about that, Captain, very much so. And it is a slap in the face. There are two different things going on here, of course. So you've got Joe Biden, or the Joe Biden people, as it were, making this maneuver to get away from the notion that even Nancy Pelosi said about a year ago, saying the president doesn't have this authority to wipe away the student loans, only to delay or to postpone the payment thereof. And so to use this statute that was really supposed to help veterans, that's where they're going to try to hang their hat. And I think ultimately they know that it could also still, crash and burn for them. But it won't do it until after the midterms. So that's going on. But then also, as you mentioned, the slap in the face to those who haven't served and to benefit for something that was specifically designed for those who did serve, that's an insult to all of our vets who gave so much to this country. It's just wrong.
Well, first of all, the president, by the use of his executive authority, does not have the authority to be able to divert funds from a government program that's already in place, already been regulated by the House or by whoever, and then you're going to come along and you're going to get rid of it. You can't do it. That's not part of what they are allowed to do.
Well, precisely. And it will be challenged at some point, and it will likely be shown that that is exactly the case. But they're only looking for the midterms. This is a ploy, pure and simple. And we got to tell our listeners out there, don't be fooled by this ploy. I think a lot of our listeners are not fooled by it, obviously, but don't be fooled by this ploy, because they are simply looking at these poll numbers and they're saying, what can they do in the near term? Because if they get power again going into this next 2-year cycle, you won't recognize so much of this country.
No. And everything they've been accusing the Republicans of doing is, in fact, what they're going to do themselves.
Well, that's right, especially when you have the president talking about, well, some of these MAGA supporters, it's all semi-fascist and stuff like that. Well, they're the ones, literally the Democrat Party elite are the ones, in my opinion, that are trying to establish a more authoritarian rule over the people. Uh, They want one party. They want one ideology. They want one opinion. They want one authority. And that's a big problem.
Now, the Chinese Navy is rapidly growing and building high sea supremacy, while the United States Navy continues to shrink the number of its warships. For example, the U.S. Navy plans to decommission ships, including 23 that belong to the ship battle forces, two submarines, five cruisers, and six amphibious ships. This is a plan to remedy the disparity that has been tabled by the Biden administration. They're not doing anything about it. We were supposed to have a Navy that was going to build itself up to over 350 ships. That went away, and it's no longer on the table, so we don't even know where we're going with that. But we have to keep our Navy on the water, and we have to have a good Navy, better than anybody else out there.
Well, as the Chinese build up and as they see different opportunities to be able to take what they want, especially in terms of dominating natural resources in different parts of the world, right? It's not just about it's not just locally. It literally is in all over the globe. They're going to want to be able to dominate in terms of numbers on the ocean. And, you know, if they see their way clear of doing it, well, what's to stop them? We just saw Vladimir Putin invade Ukraine because he thought, well, nobody's really going to do anything. Biden's not going to get tough. And there he went.
Yeah. Now, no exceptions. That's the quote from the D.C. mayor. No exceptions, as the D.C. mayor is kicking unvaccinated kids out of school.
Oh, boy. You know, isn't this really sad? You know, here we go again.
I think it's a violation of the law myself.
Well, and especially because we don't know exactly what the vaccine does to kids, per se. You know, is COVID really that pervasive at this point, especially in terms of young people with unbelievably great immune systems and so on and so forth? You know, it's hard to make that case, I think.
Well, maybe. We'll see. And by the way, we're coming up on the break here. When we come back, we're going to have the first Highway and Byway report. We have had some more interesting weather around the country, and I'm going to have to get into the hurricane mode because we have got a storm that has an 80% chance coming down the slot right now of becoming a tropical system of some sort within the next 3 days. And it will be coming towards Cuba and could or could not come over here towards us or even the Gulf of Mexico. We don't know yet, but we're going to definitely tell you about it so that you know there's something there that's about 3 days away from making up its mind what direction it wants to go. So hold on. Kyle, you hold on. And folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm gonna play the barbecue ad again.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwaters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. And that's called Pride and Joy, Kyle. You remember that song?
Yeah, I do. That's got a great sound.
Yeah.
It's a cool blues-type song.
R&B. Got a little R&B floating in there. All right, let me read this, and then I'll give it to you. Scattered severe thunderstorms are likely across parts of the Midwest into the southwest Great Lakes today, and damaging winds, the main hazard, potentially in excess of 75 miles an hour. Ooh. Excessive heat watches have been issued for Southern California, for Southern Nevada, and Western Arizona Tuesday through Sunday, including cities like Los Angeles, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Now, this wind that's coming through in these storms, right now I'm looking at a system in the middle of Illinois, right along about I-70 through Effingham, and I can see that there's a whole bunch of severe thunderstorms bouncing around that route from one end of Illinois to the other, the west to the east. So this thing is there, and it's starting to move, so you got to pay attention and be careful.
That's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, just a little while ago in Southern California, people were saying to me, you know, it's been a pretty mild summer. We really haven't had really excessive heat. Well, watch out. This week, the excessive heat is arriving, and it is arriving with a vengeance in Southern California, Captain, especially in the area, of course, Los Angeles, Orange County, out to Riverside, where they could get up to 112 degrees. Also out near, of course, the high desert. That's also going to be easily well up into the triple digits, especially if you go out towards Barstow, out towards Baker, and watch it on that incline. If you're heading north up I-15 and you're heading out of Baker, you start that incline going up the hill. That's when they tell you turn off your air conditioning and so forth, and it really does make a difference in that heat. So be careful. Las Vegas, Nevada, of course, also looking at some pretty high temperatures as we get through the week here. Right now on the Las Vegas Strip, Captain, it's 92 degrees,
yeah.
Looking for 104, or actually looks like maybe 111 on Tuesday. So, wowee. I mean, this is really stuff that you have to be very, very careful with. This means you got to stay in the air conditioning wherever you are with these excessive heat watches. By the way, it's going all the way through California Central Valley. Up near Reno, looks like there were some chances of thunderstorms as we headed into Monday evening, but also, of course, that can turn into some pretty hot weather as well there. Right now, in terms of rain, we've got some rain up on I-80 coming out of Reno, just a little north of Lovelock, so you want to be aware of that. That's pretty much where we've got rain on the map with a slight couple of scattered showers down in New Mexico, especially down near Carlsbad. But overall, of course, the heat also, Captain, is coming up in southern Idaho, parts of southern Oregon, and then also for our friends in Portland, they've got a heat advisory, as well as our friends in Seattle over towards Spokane. So be careful out there.
Okay, but I'm going to start out in Texas because Texas, we've got rain east of El Paso, south of the southeast corner of New Mexico. That's Ruidoso on down to the Mexican border. So you're going to have it down through there. Fort Stockton, going to have some rain. Your Pecos, you're going to have some rain there where 10 and 20 come together. It's going to rain up 20 towards it's going to be going all the way over towards Sweetwater again, and be advised that there is some flood warnings and watches in that area, so they're getting some pretty good rain over that way. Then the weather kind of skipjacks around until you get on up to Arkansas, and around Fort Smith, Arkansas, you got a flood warning there tonight. And then up in Missouri, along I-44, there's a number of flood warning areas there, both north of I-44, south of I-44, and it looks like one of them's right along I-44, because I can remember, haven't been on the road in a while, but I can remember going into St. Louis, and there was a big long area there with a river in it, and the river was up over its banks and almost onto the highway when I went through there when they were having some water issues. So this might be the area by the looks of what I'm looking at here, Kyle. Then when you go up to the northeastern corner of Missouri, you're going to find more rain and more flood watches and warnings. But that one area that's there, still there, I-70 going straight across from the west side of Illinois to the east side of Illinois, and just starting to reach into Indiana right now along I-70. And by the way, there's some rain out in front of it too, I might add, and then some flooding over on the east side of Indianapolis, so be advised of that. So the weather's going to get really interesting. Now, Mississippi, we've had problems all week long in Mississippi with the rain, right?
That's right, yes.
Not to be outdone, there's flooding there right now again, and there's a flood warning right now up in Alabama, up towards Huntsville, west of Huntsville, west of the interstate. But it's right there, right on the line, so be advised you're going to have some problems up there if you get off the interstate and go west for any length of time. Going up into upstate New York, the Hudson Valley, we have got some inclement weather up there, and it looks like as if we got some severe thunderstorm watches up there, not warnings yet, but watches. So there's a lot of interesting weather coming your way, and then we'll drop back down to Florida, my home state, and over there up I-75 from about Ocala, just north of Ocala, maybe around Gainesville, north up to the state line. You've got areas of rain up in there right now, and it looks like probably some areas of flooding up in that area. Now, we're still going to have rain here in Florida today, later on in the day, so just be advised that's in the offing. Okay. I mentioned the H word, didn't I, Kyle?
You sure did, yes. Yes.
Now, we have got a broad and elongated area of low pressure located about 875 miles east of the Lesser Antilles, producing a large area of disorganized cloudiness and thunderstorms. Now, this is going to develop into some sort of system or storm within the next couple of days. And there's an 80% chance of formation. Now, right now, it's moving west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's not going very fast, so it's definitely going to have a lot of rain in it. So this is going to be a big-time rain producer. If it gets winds with it, then it'll be a little bit of both. But it doesn't look like as if this is going to be a major storm, although you never say never in this kind of weather and business, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yes.
So that's what we got. Keep your eyes on the skies, and keep your eyes over there in the tropics, because it's about 3 days away from making its name known there by the Lesser Antilles, and we'll have a better idea of where this thing is going to go about that time. Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more right after these messages coming up. Your station get a chance to identify.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.